Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief starts now.
Well, good morning. It's Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. All right, man, the weather cooperated, and that eclipse was actually pretty cool. My camera shots, not so cool. I tried to use my iPhone while holding those special cardboard glasses over the lens. Didn't work too well, but oh well. And funny, apparently the Google searches for eye pain spiked yesterday afternoon. Hopefully it wasn't you. Anyhow, we do have some news, so shall we? Last night, Annapolis Mayor Gavin Buckley presented the fiscal year 2025 proposed annual operating and capital budgets. The total operating budget is $187.9 million, with $108 million projected in general fund revenue and expenditures nearing $115 million. Key areas of spending include $29.8 million for the police and $25.4 million for the fire department. The city currently has 897 employees, which is up considerably from the previous administration, as is the budget. Now, the capital budget does outline a $283.8 million strategy for infrastructure mostly, with major projects including the City Dock Resilience Revitalization Project at $71.4 million and Water Distribution Rehabilitation at $59.8 million. The budget does avoid property tax increases. Instead, they're using funds from the American Rescue Act and increased fees and fines in areas such as trash, water, sewer, and parking to balance the budget. In legislative news at midnight last night, it was sine-die. The Maryland General Assembly will be leaving until next January. Over the 90-day session, they approved Governor Westmore's $63 billion budget proposal with added tax and fee increases for transportation, court personnel protection measures, juvenile justice reforms, and incentives for data center development. Other significant bills support affordable housing, rebuilding Pimlico, preparing for artificial intelligence use, enhancing online privacy, fighting child poverty, protecting gender-affirming treatment, safeguarding reading materials in libraries, supporting immigrants' health insurance, creating a gun violence reduction center, establishing a fund source for a mental health crisis helpline, protections from ticket scalpers, and protection for election workers. I do love this story. A fortunate mistake led an Annapolis couple to win twice in the Powerball, holding both $1 million winning tickets sold at a local 7-Eleven. The husband, who is a regular lottery player, inadvertently purchased duplicate tickets, leading to their surprising double victory. They are very smartly remaining anonymous, but how cool is that? Congrats to both. Now, the Annapolis community is gearing up for the annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Parade on Saturday, April 13th. That starts at noon. The parade route will begin on West Street, passing Church Circle and ending down at City Dock. Road closures are expected. And then on Sunday, Annapolis Green will hold an electric vehicle showcase called, affectionately, Kick Gas, featuring electric cars and trucks and eco-friendly activities for the kids. The event is part of a broader effort to educate carbon reduction strategies. The event will run from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. on that first block of West Street. And again, many thanks to all who continue to sign up for our daily news recap. If you're not getting it, there's a link right here in the show notes for you, so feel free to sign up and forward it to a friend or two. And remember, it is free, it's short and sweet, it comes to your email inbox every day at 7 p.m., all without any pesky paywalls. And as we start to close, today is Ticket Tuesday, and today from Ramshead on Stage, how do these shows sound to you? Los Straitjackets on Monday the 15th, Jerome Collins of Straight No Chaser on Thursday the 18th, or Willie Watson of Scribe on Sunday the 21st. If you'd like a pair for some great seats, get in touch with me, and you might score them. And, of course, you do want to check out ramsheadonstage.com for all of the rest of their amazing shows that are coming up. All right, that's a wrap. But first, a quick thank you to you for listening and sharing and letting all your friends and colleagues know about us, and to our sponsors for the Daily News Brief: Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. So now you just need to hang tight, because George Young from DCMDVA Weather is standing by with the only locally forecasted weather report you will find. All that's coming up for you in just a bit.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service, and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com. When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA Weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA Weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Tuesday, April 9th. Well, the solar eclipse yesterday worked out pretty well across the Annapolis region, and now it'll take a 20-year wait for the next one in August 2044, but even that will have a very minimal impact on the U.S., with the next coast-to-coast one coming a year later in August 2045. In the short term, it'll be grayed out today, followed by a few days of additional rainfall, and that will be followed by at least a few days of very nice weather as we cross over into the second half of April. Look for mixed skies today with highs in the 70s across the region, to be followed by a chance of showers Wednesday, with a much greater likelihood of more rain Thursday into Friday, with highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s each day, with sunshine returning Saturday through Monday with breezy highs Saturday in the mid to upper 60s, followed by temperatures in the 70s both Sunday and Monday. Okay, that's it for today. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day out there today. Stay healthy and be safe, and be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine, nothing else can make me feel so fine.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive, and it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
You've been listening to the Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, ionannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Ion Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.